T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Number. The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. This is All I Can Do. From the Cars, 1979. Jeff said earlier in the week that the Cars were a band for their time, not a band for all time.
No, that's okay.
That's a big insult.
Not really.
That's I happen to think it is a little
you
bit.
You think anything but 80s when you hear that song.
Here's Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine, who is a child of the 80s. Joanna, how are you?
I am excellent. That is such a weird introduction. I feel like I should have been listening into the show before coming on here.
Yeah, we've been talking about children of the 80s. Not really.
They're the best, aren't they?
Yeah, there you go. All right, week number 3, high school football. We've got some good games tonight. None that really jump off the page except for one. Wichita West and Bishop Carroll. This is an opportunity for West. We've always considered them to be a second-tier City League team, which means they're not there with Carroll and Northwest, but they're in that mix as the next best. Is there a chance tonight that West does something special?
You know, I think it could happen. I think that this is a year that gets them in the path where they want to be. I think it's very hard as you're trying to build a program. I don't mean build a program. Obviously, Weston has been there for, twice now. When you try to build a program that's going to win year after year, it is so difficult. And when you look at what Carroll has done, and they continue to have injuries, and then they come out last week and they beat Heights, they handled Heights. But they came out with a running back that I hadn't heard about in Dusty Trail's son, Hunter. And I thought that was kind of a classic Bishop Carroll thing, where they just always seem to pull out the athletes that maybe we never even knew about. And that's where I would be concerned about saying that, hey, West can get this game. This is where West is going to make its mark. But I think that West is definitely that win over Capeton last week was a really good one. You know, they beat Hutch 38-14. They beat Capeton 34-0. That is a great sign. But they are also still young enough, I think, that if they don't win this game, that doesn't say to me, oh, it's not going to happen for them. I think they're on the way to getting into that upper echelon of the league.
So it might not happen this year necessarily is what you're saying, but it looks like they could go 7-2, 8-1, and we're talking about West. So what does that, in your opinion, with a young roster, kind of set up for the future for the Pioneers?
Well, I think it says a lot for them. And I think that they're, they have a 3-game stretch here with Bishop Carroll, then Northwest, then Dodge City, that is really going to be where their test is. And it starts tonight. And if they can either get this win or play close, that says so much about them and where they can be because of that young roster. So much about high school sports is being able to create that winning sort of mentality. And it's incredibly difficult to do, especially in a sport like football, where you've got to have not just a couple really talented players, you've got to have a lot of them, and things have to fall into place for you. You have to think about injuries, which are so prevalent in the sport.
Joanna Chadwick with us from Vibe Magazine. Of course, she is one of the premier experts on high school sports in our area. How'd you like that?
Oh, God, I would like to end this call right now, go back, get the recording from KFH, and be like, my God, Bob just gave me an amazing compliment. My life is complete.
I know. I tried to correct myself, but I was too far in, and I just said, what the heck? Another interesting game is Goddard at Andover Central. It seems like, you know, these two teams are good every year, really good athletes on both squads. What are you expecting in this one?
I cannot wait for this game. I am unsure of what is going to happen here. I mean, I think it's pretty easy to pick Goddard here. They have strung together some really good seasons. They've got a phenomenal quarterback in Kyler Semrad. It's truly impressive to watch the sort of numbers that he is putting up. Central is a team, you know, that can really push Goddard. And if I was not going to be at Derby tonight, that's the game that I would go to, even over the Carroll West game, just because it could be just an incredible matchup between these two teams.
So, Joanne, I know these aren't necessarily teams in our area, but I think you cover them with Vibe. Salina South Central, they play tonight. Why? They're both 0-2.
What happened?
And we never really hear much from either of those schools up in Salina.
You know, I mean, I think it's a great question. It's a story that I wrote about for Vibe last year is, you know, the difficulties that they're having there. And remember the days when we didn't even touch Salina Central and Salina South in the coverage of the Eagle because they're certainly not Wichita area. But we were all across the state interested in Salina Central, Salina South. And things have just changed. Salina Central had two straight winless seasons before they had their season last year where they finally were able to turn it around, and they're struggling again. They lost to Eisenhower by 7. You know, then they got, Derby shut them out. Salina South is struggling as well, losing to McPherson and Dodge City. It's just a different, I don't know. I don't know if it's just a downturn. I don't know if kids just aren't playing football as much. I don't have an answer for that.
Talking with Joanna Chadwick.
Joanna, before we continue, I'll just have a quick
follow-up
to that. Did you know off the top of your head all four of those games, or were you looking at some? Because that was pretty impressive.
You know, do we really have to get into this? Can't we just say, dang, she's the premier high school sports mind. Let's just go with that.
Yeah, let's stick with that. You're right.
You got your Vibe magazine right next to you. That's okay, though. We appreciate it. We appreciate it that you do a little research before you come on the show. I got a little tidbit for you.
Okay.
Now, I don't know that it's huge, but Belle Plaine tonight, they're 2-0. They play Independent. And if they go 3-0, it would be the first 3-0 start for Belle Plaine since 1992.
That is unbelievable. Let's just go ahead and chalk that up to first 3-0 start since 1992.
How about that, though?
That is an excellent tidbit. It's something that I didn't know, and I'm really excited about that. I am excited, though, about Belle Plaine. When's the last time we have talked about Belle Plaine? Maybe when Bluestem beat them to end one of their long losing streaks, maybe? What do you think?
Right. Well, I go far enough back to where I remember Belle Plaine being a very good football team and program.
Was Adam Knapp there?
No, you're thinking about Bluestem.
Oh, that's right. Dang it.
Let me take back the premier expert of high school football.
Sorry.
Belle Plaine's one of those schools, towns over in Sumner County.
I know where Belle Plaine is. Let's talk about this team, though, because they've got a pretty good little boys basketball team as well. And they've got some of those guys, Eli Wiseman, Tim Bible, those are Austin Hilton. Those are a couple of those guys who I've seen them play. My kid played basketball with them when he was really young. And they're about, you know, who's coaching over there now in basketball is Lonnie Lawler.
Oh, really?
It'll be his first year this year. See?
I remember that. I was going to say Bernie Pearson, but you're correct.
I know it's not Bernie Pearson. But, yeah, so they have an influx of some really talented kids right now, a lot of juniors in that group. And so this has got to be very exciting. I mean, their wins, you know, they beat Inman, they beat Kingman, they've got Independent. So, you know, the tests will come as they go forward. But another big Central Plains note from last week, though, is how about Conway Springs falling to Cheney? That one, 49-19.
I think Cheney,
I
think from what I hear about Cheney, they're the rising giant in a lot of sports in that league.
Well, you know, they're usually really good in girls' sports. And so their boys' basketball team has been pretty good for quite a while, too. So, yeah, I mean,
and
I can
baseball,
see
they have a very good baseball program at Cheney.
Golf. They're good at golf.
What else? Swimming? Let's just talk about what they're good at.
Swimming, but they're good at track, too. They always seem to have some track stud.
Joanna, I have two questions for you. Bernie Pearson made me think of a question about City League boys basketball coaches. You can pretty much name all of them over the last 20 years. Is there one that is completely anonymous that you can think of that just had a brief run somewhere? Probably a West coach, if we're being honest.
That is so random. I mean, what is your other question?
Northwest at Great Bend tonight. Is that anything?
Okay. All right. Okay, let's go back to the other one. So, that could be, and you're saying the last 20 years, there's quite a few, though, that would have gone through that, or would we remember them? That seems really cruel for me to do, though.
Okay. But it's not like they're around. But I'm talking, if you go southeast, you can say Carl Taylor and then Melvin Herring and now Joe Mitchell.
Yeah.
You could pretty much name all the coaches at every school. Is it
fine. Then get through it. Like, we got Bishop Carroll. No, because it's basically been Lonnie and now Mike Domnick. Okay. Dale Faber before that.
And at East, it's been Ron Allen and Joe Jackson. At Heights, it's been Joe Auer.
Joanna talk.
Hold on.
Sorry.
Did Jim Myrna coach a year of boys basketball at Carroll?
Seems like that's right.
I think that could be a good one right there. And I'm a Jim Myrna fan.
We love Jim Myrna. Jim Myrna's one of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
No question.
He's very nice. I agree. Okay, so then we have East, obviously, Allen and Jackson. And then where are we? North, Squires.
I just had a thought. I'm losing interest in this.
Michael Kimig. I mean, that's one, maybe.
What if Jim Myrna? Hold on.
Can we talk about Michael Kimig?
Nobody cares about this. What if Jim Myrna was just driving along, listening to the show, and we throw out his name as a one-year coach at Carroll? I mean,
But he coached girls basketball at Northwest for a few years. He's one of the nicest guys out there. And I guarantee you he's listening right now. If he's not, someone needs to tell him so that he can text me.
He's listening.
Oh, my goodness. Joanna, it's always a pleasure.
Well, what about Great Bend Northwest?
Yeah, what about Great Bend? It's 47-12.
But they're 2-0 teams.
Come on. Joanna, do you agree with me on that one?
Okay. The thing is that Great Bend is always going to – they're always going to bring something that's pretty tough. And if I remember, I don't think that – you know, I could look it up. I'm trying to think of what Northwest did for them last year. But, you know, I think that Northwest is a pretty special program with where they are right now. I don't know. I mean, I think that they could be tested, but they could also win by 50. How's that for that?
That's saying nothing.
That's
last year,
think about this. Last year's team beat Great Bend 56-34. Okay, so I don't know anything about Great Bend. There we go. Let's move on.
There you go. All right. Joanna, you'll watch a whitewashing tonight at Derby with Newton coming. I guess when Derby plays Bishop Carroll, we may know something a little more. Have fun.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And you know what? It is so great to talk to the two guys who are part of the premier program on the radio in the Wichita, Kansas area.
Thank you very much. We appreciate
it. Bye, guys.
Where are they?
There's Joanna Chadwick from Byte Magazine as we talk high school sports, as we do with her every Friday at around 4:40. So we look forward to that. All right, the Midwest Beer Fest. It happens here at the Kansas Star Casino a week from Saturday, the 28th. A lot of craft beers, food trucks, silent auctions, a lot more. If you're 21 or older, give us a call at 869-1240. Caller number 3 gets a pair of tickets to the Midwest Beer Fest.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.